My experience is that when I am angry, I am easily manipulated. When I am angry, sin lies at the door. I am very distressed by those leaders in our community which demagogue and work up the anger of the citizens so that they can be manipulated into helping that person achieve some agenda of some kind. Friends, when somebody is trying to get you angry, they are not your friend. Step back. Believe in God. The scripture says, forsake anger and run far away from wrath. It only leads to evil doing. I have found in my life that if I'm angry at my wife, I am susceptible to temptation. If I become angry with God, I'm very near to sin. And when I become extremely angry over something, I am vulnerable in that I might be misled for some other person's evil purpose. Listen to what James said in the first chapter of his letter, the 13th verse, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and excess of wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Swift to hear the word of the Lord, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. This is the character that we are to assume as Christians. Eager to hear, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your spirit within me. Thank you for calming the anger that has been in my heart. Thank you that I can just go to you, Lord, and give my anger to you and just let you drain it all out of me as I think about Jesus and the sacrifice he made for me and how when he was insulted, he turned his back. When he heard of evil things, he preached of love and forgiveness. I pray that you would make me like Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.